Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal for restraint continued to reverberate across India Inc. and the markets, with companies, consumers and investors all trying to assess what a prolonged period of soaring energy prices and trade disruption could mean. Money Control research examines how investors should rejig portfolios if austerity measures intensify, arguing that while sectors linked to discretionary spending, travel and traditional automobiles could face pressure, EV makers, value retailers, and some domestic-facing businesses may be better placed. As crude prices climbed past $107 a barrel, Money Control News shows how Modi's appeal mirrors a broader global push towards demand restraint that several nations have embraced. Indian Hotels Company CEO Puneet Chhatwal told Akshara Srivastava that the Prime Minister's call to avoid foreign travel could redirect spending towards domestic tourism. Multiplex operators are also hopeful. PVR INOX Executive Director Sanjeev Kumar Bijli told Mariam Faruqi that a vocal for local mindset could push consumers toward more affordable entertainment closer to home. The jewellery industry, meanwhile, is bracing for a slowdown. Titan CFO Ashok Sonthalia told Akshara that Modi's suggestion to defer gold purchases could weigh on near-term demand. Even India's fast food chains are adapting to a more cautious consumer mood. Aishwarya Nair writes that 99 rupee meals are increasingly becoming the quick service restaurant industry's key growth lever. For the second day, markets reflected that anxiety. Benchmark indices fell nearly 2%. The broader market fared even worse. Travel and hospitality stocks extended their losses, plunging as much as 5%, reports Paras Bisht. Jay Jagannath writes that real estate companies and jewelry stocks also remained under heavy selling pressure. IT stocks also suffered another bruising session. The Nifty IT index declined 3.7% to its lowest level since May 2023, writes Paras Bisht. Crude-sensitive stocks such as Asian Paints and SpiceJet fell as oil prices rose. Modi's remarks also revived an old debate about India's enduring obsession with gold. Ishan Gera reports that the previous gold monetization scheme mobilized just 39 tons over nearly a decade, a minuscule 0.1% of the estimated 34,000 tons held by Indian households, even as the country's gold import bill surged to $72 billion in FY26. Zoya Springwala reports that jewellery makers are urging the government to revamp the scheme, arguing that even monetizing 5% of household gold could unlock as much as $90 billion in liquidity without hurting demand or the livelihoods of nearly 3.5 crore people. Meanwhile, price pressures are building again. Retail inflation accelerated to a four-month high of 3.48% in April on higher food prices, writes Ishan Gera. Economists are increasingly warning that the combination of elevated crude prices, trade disruptions, and the risk of a super El Nino could make the inflation outlook more challenging in the months ahead. Food, restaurants, education, and pets drove inflation in April. The AI and chips boom is reshaping markets. Ravindra Sonavane writes that Taiwan and South Korea's indices are sharply higher, but the gains are heavily concentrated in a few giants such as TSMC, Taiwan, Samsung, and SK Hynix, Korea. Taiwan's benchmark index has jumped 92%, while South Korea's KOSPI has more than tripled in dollar terms since 2025. As a result of these mega rallies across Asian markets, India's share in global market cap has fallen below 3% for the first time in 4 years, from a high of 4.71% in September 2024. Vodafone Idea's fundraising efforts are entering a critical phase. Hamsini Karthik and Danish Khan report that banks are now seeking guarantees from promoter companies and a fresh viability assessment before extending loans to the telecom operator. Vodafone Idea has been in talks with a State Bank of India-led consortium to raise around 25,000 crore rupees, along with 10,000 crore rupees in letter of credit, LC, facilities. Policy continues to favour local manufacturing. imports of tempered glass screen protectors for phones could face curbs as the government moves to bring the category under mandatory quality certification norms, Meghna Mittal reports. Products covered by notified standards cannot be manufactured, imported, or sold in India without mandatory certification, thereby reducing imports. Waaree Energies has begun hiring investment banks for its first ever fundraising from qualified institutional investors following its 2024 public listing, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. On April 29th, Waaree's board approved a fundraising plan to raise 10,000 crore rupees through one or more QIPs or other routes, although the company isn't likely to raise that amount. Waaree plans to deploy roughly 30,000 crore rupees across the energy transition value chain over the next 2 years. And finally, amid the economic anxiety, cinemas are finding reasons to celebrate. PVR INOX Sanjeev Kumar Bijli said that 2026 has been strong for the country's largest multiplex chain, led by hits such as Dhurandhar 2 and Hollywood films with strong star casts. Indian audiences are very star-driven, whether it's Hindi cinema or international cinema, Bijli said. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.